Donald Trump Jr. and others blast DeSantis' response to looming Donald Trump arrest, pure weakness. By Hannah Blow on March 20, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. and others criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. for dismissing the rumors of a looming indictment of former President Donald Trump at the hands of leftist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg as a manufactured circus that he wants no involvement in, concluding that the governor is displaying weakness. DeSantis weighed in on the news of the looming indictment during Monday's press conference, stating that he is aware of the rumors of the indictment but has not seen any facts yet. "I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this, the Manhattan District Attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor," DeSantis said, proceeding to slam Bragg's lack of priorities in his jurisdiction, as crime runs rampant throughout the city. "These Soros-backed prosecutors," he continued, "weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety, which is fundamentally wrong." However, DeSantis appeared to dismiss the entire narrative, telling reporters that he has real issues to focus on in the Sunshine State. "We are not involved in this, and won't be involved in this," DeSantis said, reiterating that he has no interest in getting involved in some type of manufactured circus by some Soros DA. "I've got so many things pending in front of the legislature. I've got to spend my time on issues that actually matter to people. I can't spend my time worrying about things or things of that nature. So we're not going to be involved in any way," he added. Watch, DeSantis on rumored Trump arrest, a Soros DA manufactured circus, there are real issues in FL. However, that answer did not sit well with Donald Trump Jr., who expressed that Democrats weaponizing the law to target the former president and 2024 presidential contender is, in fact, a real issue. So DeSantis thinks that Dems weaponizing the law to indict President Trump is a manufactured circus and isn't a real issue, he said of the Florida governor, then added, "pure weakness." He went on to state, "Now we know why he was silent all weekend. He's totally owned by Karl Rove, Paul Ryan and his billionaire donors," the eldest Trump son added, deeming DeSantis 100% controlled opposition. Others have also expressed disappointment in the governor's response. Trump has continued to insist that there is no crime. Writing on Truth Social Monday, just out, District Attorney Alvin Bragg received in excess of $1 million from radical left enemy of Trump, George Soros. Bragg is also very close to the Clinton campaign. "Republicans and conservatives are more united than they have been in many years," he continued, noting that even Democrats don't like what's going on with the Manhattan DA. "This is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time," Trump added. Trump responded to DeSantis's answer in a Truth Social post Monday afternoon. Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future. As he gets older, wiser, and better known, when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do.